I'm Rhonda McBride, and while we're on the subject of summer, we'll bet that summer camp is on the schedule of a lot of people. And today we'd like to turn the spotlight to the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation's middle school summer camp. And joining us to talk about that, we have Lyle James, who's the program administrator for the camps, Britta Steinberger, who oversees the health and safety of the students, and Etienne Soboloff. She's the operations manager for the camp. Well, wasatiyae, how are you? And gunashchish for being here. Would you like to begin with sort of a traditional introduction?
Gunashchish. We are on the land of the Akkwan, and we are Gold Belt Heritage Foundation staff.
Gunashchish for that introduction. The camp has been a work in progress pretty much all year long. How's the program going so far?
It's going wonderful. We have quite a few students who have applied for this academy. That's happening on Monday morning. The deadline to sign up for that camp, we are closing that opening this Saturday. All students who are participating, and actually all participants who are going to attend this academy, must be COVID tested. We want to make sure that all participants in these academies are safe at all times.
Well, that sounds pretty good because kids are probably the group that are the least vaccinated. And I imagine that there are a lot of precautions being taken just to prevent the COVID risk. Would you like to tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing?
Sure. So we have a COVID mitigation plan, and we are going over that at our welcome with everybody before they even onboard and leave for the campsite. So we have masks required over both nose and mouth at all indoor activities except in the bunks. We are doing activities in cohorts so that people travel through activities and stay in bunks with the same people, so that when they are in the bunk and are not wearing a face mask, like to go to sleep or brush your teeth or eat, what have you, that they are exposed to the least amount of people. And during those times, we are expecting people to maintain a social distance of at least 6 feet. When we're outside, we're expecting people to be at least 6 feet apart and not wearing masks. We are requiring that everybody receive a negative COVID test outcome that is within 3 days of camp arrival. And we have two camp sessions, a middle school camp session that starts on the 12th, and we have a high school session starting on the 16th.
Well, it sounds like, Britta, that a lot of thought has been put into this to make sure it's safe. Have you ever had to think of logistics like this before?
Not in this realm and with this much risk. This is an interesting time that we're living through, and we're just trying to do the best we can and keep everybody safe and make sure that we provide everybody with a really fun and educational program at the same time.
Well, the kids have been pretty used to wearing masks in school, so I have a feeling that they will adapt quickly. So, Etienne, you are the operations manager for the camp. What can people expect? How will the camp work?
Sure. So I will start by going over the pickup and drop-offs for our camp. So our middle school camp is going to be the first session that we have coming up starting on Monday. And all of the drop-off and pickup points are going to be at Gold Belt Incorporated. And that is at 3025 Clinton Drive. And that's just right across from the Safeway in the Valley. But both camps, I think, are going to be really great. We have a lot of culture. It's the focus of both of the camps. And we're excited to have also come to camp that will be sharing their knowledge, sharing the language. And people can expect just the culture woven throughout both of the camps entirely.
That is something that I'm sure every kid is looking forward to. It's kind of like an adventure. Lyle, what are some of the activities that you've planned for the kids to immerse them in their language and culture?
So this summer, we actually are collaborating with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. They have language interns that they're working with, and their team are coming out to help support with the language programs that our language team is going to be leading. So this year we get to create a bunch of activities that are current with the students, and they also get to work on salmon that we are receiving this weekend. So it's going to be fresh, and that's exciting. The students will actually get to learn how to process the salmon from beginning to end, meaning that they'll learn how to process the salmon by filleting. They'll understand the language of used to fillet a salmon. Then they'll also understand the language of putting it into a smokehouse. We also have elders throughout both academies coming out to speak, do storytelling, to teach language, and to share our history. And that's for the middle school.
So Lyle, high school. I'm sorry, Lyle. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
They also will be coming out through the high school academy as well. So the elders, they're a wonderful wealth of knowledge that we look forward to hearing.
So what I was going to ask you is, what about the difference between programs for high school students and middle school students? Do you target things a little bit differently?
We do, actually. We are trying to focus on the ability of writing with the students, just because we know that the school year is right around the corner. So there, we have Britta, who's also a teacher in the school district, who's working with the students in writing to make sure that they're up to par, or at least refresh those memories and get them into the habit of writing again.
So we're offering dual credit in Tlingit language at the high school level. So it's 4 college credits, and it's a 0.5 fine arts credit in Tlingit. And so that's a component of it. And we're also going to be constructing some templates for creating college admission essays and college scholarship component of the high school program, as well as doing a whole bunch of art and science integrated Tlingit activities.
Yeah. So, and we're also working with the University of Alaska Southeast. So we have several cohorts that we're working with within this community
to wow. make this work. So many partners, something good has to result. Just in wrapping things up, Lyle, what kind of seeds for the future do you think that these camps provide?
Just talking from experience, my own daughter, who's actually graduating this fall, a whole semester early because of the academies that Gold Belt Heritage Foundation has hosted, has given these students the opportunity to receive credits that go towards graduation. This in the future, we're working with the University of Alaska Southeast to collaborate in writing. So in the future, we're looking at working with the university to host writing academies, and also math. So those are what we're looking for in the future, along with the school district as well.
Well, you can never start too early, and especially to draw that inspiration that carries you through your whole life. So just in quickly wrapping things up, give us the vital stats we need to know if we want to participate in this program.
Yeah, so applications are still live on our website, and you can go to globeltheritage.org to find them on there. And applications should be sent to ghf@globelt.com, and you can scan them and send them to us, or people have also been coming through the office to drop them off, and we're happy to take them either way.
All right. Well, I want to thank the three of you for joining us to give us a quick overview. Lyle James, Britta Steinberger, and Etienne Sobolov. Gunash Cheesh for that. And I'll make sure when I post this interview on our website that I link to information so people can sign up for that. And I'm sure, Lyle, you'll get that to me so I can do that, right? Gunash Cheesh. Hope your camp is a huge success for all the hard work you've put into it.